Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
I
yes.
thank God. I thank God for saving me.
No.
He's blessed me.
Oh, yes.
And he's kept me.
Oh, yes.
I have a right.
Got a right.
Praise the Lord. Yes, I do. The Lord has kept me. And he's blessed me.
Oh, yeah.
I have a right. I have a right. I have a right. I have a right to praise the Lord. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Got it right. Praise Lord. The Lord. Yes. Amen.
That's right.
Yep. And he's held me. Praise be to God. When I call on him, does answer. Yes, he does.
Got a right to praise
the Lord. He's come through for me so many times. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord, I bless his name. I praise his name. Thank glory you. Be to God. Hallelujah. And I forgot to mention, I mentioned Dr. Steve, but I forgot to mention Dr. Monica. Dr. Monica, with her sweet self, I tell you, she's been just as sweet as she could be to. And I just thank God for her. Thank you, God.
Amen.
Praise be to God.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Started calling names. You can't remember everybody sometimes, but you know, I thank God for my entire
amen.
Church amen. Family.
Hallelujah.
Sister Lynn, what would I do sometimes without? I just call on Sister Lynn so much.
Man.
And I just thank God for her. Praise be to God. She is such a big help to me in so many ways. I just thank God for Sister Lynn.
Thank you.
Thank God for her, praise God. And like I said, I just have a wonderful, sweet, the best church family that I
amen.
Know
of.
I know.
Hallelujah.
I
thank you, man.
Praise hallelujah. God. And Pastor, and look, I got the best pastor that I can say I got the best pastor. I don't know about nobody else's pastor. My pastor, he's a great, good pastor.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I do thank God for him.
Amen.
Praise be to God. He's a wonderful man of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
We're ready for you. Are you there? Praise the God. Use him, God.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, yes, God.
Yes. Thank God.
Oh, bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continue to be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord. Humble shall he be humbled and be glad. Oh, amen. Magnify the Lord with me.
Yes.
Let us exalt his name together. Mm-hmm. In his holy temple. Let all earth keep sorrowful for him. I'll be glad when it said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord.
Yes. Amen.
Yes. For this is the day the Lord has made.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
Let us be glad. But we're still in.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus.
But I'm glad about that he brought it on into the today.
Glory
that we might give him praise that's due to his name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We're grateful to God for this day.
Yes,
Lord. Lord.
Continue to bless us over and over again.
Amen.
Yes, even though we don't deserve it.
Amen.
Over and over and over, amen. He is a giving God.
Yes, he is.
Yes, Lord.
He's not a taking God. He's a giving
that's
God.
Right. That's
amen.
Right. Amen.
Because everything is his anyway.
Amen. That's right.
Everything given, given is coming from the Lord.
Yes, amen.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
All the earth is his.
Glory to God.
And the fullness thereof.
Amen.
And let the word of my mouth, the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight.
Yes.
Lord, I thank you, our Redeemer.
Yes.
Amen. Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. From the book of Isaiah.
Uh-huh.
Right chapter. And we'll start reading in 6th verse. over there.
Amen.
Isaiah 6th chapter, 9th chapter, excuse me, 6th verse. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and his peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of God of David, and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it, and with the judgment and with justice from the henceforth even forevermore. The zeal of God of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Okay. Say your name, neighbor.
Neighbor.
He has come.
And this time of year, the world focus and look towards the coming king. Some people think that they got to have some proof of his exact birth date. Or they were celebrating. But I say that if you need proof, then you don't have nothing to have faith for. We got to take his word.
Amen.
As it is. And his word brings us all the proof that we need.
Amen.
Faith is something to hope for.
Yes.
And everything is the things that we cannot see. All right, so we got to know that God has already done what it said he would do. Okay? And not look for a particular proof of everything. If it got to be proved, then you don't have no faith.
Amen.
Okay? But you got to take him at his word.
Amen.
You wind up missing out on it. We needed him. Because of our sin. We needed him because we couldn't pay it back.
That's right.
We didn't have enough money on the entire earth to pay for the debt of sin that we owe. Our goods and our things that we claim we got is not good enough. Because it's contaminated with the world as well.
Amen.
So we needed a savior. And Jesus came that we might have life.
Yes.
And have that life more abundantly.
Amen.
So we look to the word of God and find that because of man's sin, that God had to use his son Jesus to get us back in line with him, that we might receive the blessings of the Lord and the strength and power that he's given in us by his son Jesus. Jesus was prophesied over the years of his coming to the coming king. And he was coming to save his people.
Amen.
From their sin. Okay? So if you don't believe that he was born because you can't stand that point, the exact date, then you don't believe that he's here.
Amen.
If you don't believe he was born, how can you say that he's here now?
Amen.
Okay? But he was born. Because the word said so.
Amen.
I may not know the exact date of the year. I may not know the exact moment of the year. But I don't need it.
Amen.
All I need to know that the word said he was born.
Amen.
And he was born one of these days in the year.
Amen.
And it's not matter which one.
Amen.
The matter is that he was born.
That's right. Did you, Pastor?
So we need to know that since he was born, I can pick any day in the year.
Hallelujah.
And celebrate his birthday.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because he's everlasting anyway.
Amen.
Born daily, everybody's life. Okay, over and over again, somebody is coming to Christ.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the world of sin. And so he was born there in each person's life who said, I'm saved. He's born every day, somebody's getting saved.
Amen.
Okay, so to say that because said he was born on the 25th of December, he was born another time. It doesn't matter whether you say he was born in June, July, August, as long as you know he was born.
Amen.
And so he has to be, and for that concern, we don't know when we were born.
Amen.
That's right. On what somebody told us.
That's right. Yes, that's right.
All right. And but you know you're here.
Amen.
Amen.
You know you were born because you're here.
Amen.
Amen.
Matthew talks about the generations that Jesus went through to get here. The book of Generations, first chapter of Matthew says, generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, who was the son of Abraham. And Abraham begot Isaac. And Isaac begot Jacob. And Jacob begot Judas. And his brethren, and Judas begot Pharaoh and Zar and Tamar and Pharaoh begot Esrom and Esrom begot Abel and Abel begot Amminadab, and Amminadab begot Nahshon, and Nahshon begot Salom, and Salom begot Zoh, and Rechah, and Bozah begot Ruth, and Obed begot Jesse. And Jesse begot David, the king, and David, the king great, begat Solomon, and Solomon of the that whole began being the wife of Uzziah. And Solomon begot Rehoboam, and Rehoboam begot Abiah, and Abiah begot Asa. And Asa begot Josaphat, and Josaphat begot Joram, and Joram begot Azel, and Azel begot Jobab, and Jobab begot Achor, and Achor begot Ezekiel, and Ezekiel begot Manasseh, and Manasseh begot Amon, and Amon begot Joash, and Joash begot Jehoahaz and his brethren. About the time they were carried away to Babylon. And after that, they were brought to Babylon. And Jeconiah begot Zelathion, and Zelathion begot Zorobabel, and Zorobabel begot Abihu, and Abihu begot Eliakim, Eliakim begot Ezar, Ezar begot Zakar, then Zakar begot Etim, and Etim begot Elu, and Elu begot Elizar, and Elizar begot Matthew, and Matthew begot Jacob, and Jacob begot Joseph, and Joseph and the husband of Mary, who was the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ. All the generations of the from Abraham to David were 14 generations, and from David until the carrying away of the Babylon was 14 generations, and from the carrying away of Babylon into Christ are 14 generations. Okay, that being now the birth of Jesus was come on this wise. When as his mother Mary, the spouse of Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child and the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and willing to not make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on those things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thy son of David, fear not for to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which was conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, and he shall save his people from thy sin. Now all this was done, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the book of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is being interpreted as God with us. And then Joseph, being raised from his sleep, did as the prophet, the angel of the Lord, had bidden him, and took to him his wife, and knew her not until she had brought forth her firstborn son, and his name was called Jesus.
Man.
Hallelujah. So this scripture telling me about her bringing forth Jesus, as the scriptures have prophesied. It says, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, the days of the Herod the king, behold, there came some wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? We have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled in his mind. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded them to come to the advantage of them, where Christ was to be born. And so he wouldn't know because he wouldn't get rid of him. But you can't get rid of God.
Amen.
Okay? No matter what you do,
amen.
You can't get rid of him. And God don't have to do anything special to do it. He can make things that work right with his plan.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You think you're doing something, but all you're doing is sort of carrying out his plan.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And so if you don't believe that he was born in the 25th day of December, what day was he born?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So if you don't believe he was born and you don't celebrate at all during the year, that means you don't believe he was born. So he never was born.
Mm-hmm.
How can he save you?
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
And you don't have to have proof. You claim you have salvation, but you won't claim Jesus that came to get to you.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the only one that could do that for you.
Amen.
Okay. So Jesus came through 42 generations. All right. After God had set a plan to save the world, he came through 42 generations to get here. Okay. To where he could do what he intended to do and need to do for mankind and the world. Isaiah said, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the generation shall come be upon him, the government shall be upon him, his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. He came. Hallelujah. Because I know he did. For he came and he was born in my life.
Hallelujah.
In 1973.
Amen.
In Greensboro, North Carolina. I was there when the Lord delivered me.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Born in my Amen. Life. And changed Amen. Me into a new person.
Yes. Hallelujah.
I'm not who I used to be.
Really,
like I used to was.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm not what I am because I'm not what you see in me.
Mm-hmm.
I am what the Lord has put in me.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory be to God. So you might see my fleshly man.
Amen.
That's the old man. I'm not that man any longer. I'm a new man.
Hallelujah.
Because of
Amen.
Jesus being born in my life.
Hallelujah.
And became the one that I can call on when I am in trouble.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I call on him because they said he'll be there for me.
Amen.
And I believe he was born. He has come. He has come. And the next time he's coming back to receive his people.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
He came to save them, and then he don't run away to prepare a place for us. And after he saves us, hallelujah, he's going to come back and get us.
Amen.
Because he said he would.
Amen.
That he's going away to prepare a place for us that we might have a place to be with him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
And He is on his way back.
Yeah.
Because it took 42 generations for him to get here after the prophecies of Abraham, Isaiah that had told us, unto us a son is born. Unto us a child is born and a son is given. Okay. His name shall be called Wonderful.
Amen.
Okay. Counselor. The Mighty God. The everlasting Father. Anybody got the mind of God out there?
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Anybody got Jesus in your life?
Yes. Hallelujah, Amen. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Do you call on him?
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
He came to save us.
In the name of Jesus.
He came to deliver us.
Hallelujah.
He came to give us peace.
Yes, Lord.
And we need to receive all of that, because when he was born, he brought all that with him. When he's born in your life, he gives all that to you. Hallelujah. So you can call on him because he was born. And you can worship him every day to the book.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. It doesn't matter whether I worship him on the first day or the second day.
Amen.
In between.
Amen. That's right.
Time. Jesus is always being born. And we're not looking at the physical birth, but we're looking at the spiritual birth.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And so you know when they say you were born, so, and you take that by faith.
Amen.
How can we not take by faith what the Bible says concerning his birth?
Mm-hmm.
You ain't put no date there.
Right.
You put no day there. But you just got to believe that he was born, just like the word said he was born.
Amen.
Amen.
Born just like the word said he was born. I can worship him anytime.
Hallelujah.
As Lord and Savior. I can worship him anytime. Because he is my deliverer, my comforter. I can worship him anytime. When I sit, I can call on him.
Amen.
Hey, with my stripes, you are healed.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I am delivered.
Yes,
I've been set free. Mm-hmm. I am because his word proclaim and declare that mm-hmm. I am all he said I would be.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to know that for myself. Mm-hmm. I am all that God said I am. I'm yes. not what you say I am, but I'm what God say I am.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because you don't know. God does. Hallelujah. God is our maker, our creator, our comforter, our keeper.
Amen.
You can call on him in the morning. You can call on him at noonday. You can call on him at midnight. You can call on him from morning to night.
Amen.
All night. He won't sleep on you. He won't desert you, but he is be right there for you. That's why he's born, so you can call on him.
Thank you.
Anytime.
Anytime.
Anywhere.
Hallelujah.
Any day.
Yes, Hallelujah.
I can say happy birthday, Jesus, Monday. I can say happy birthday, Jesus, Tuesday. I can say happy birthday, Jesus, Wednesday. And Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I can say happy birthday to the week. Then I can say every day to the month.
Hallelujah.
I can say every month in the year.
Yes, Lord.
Every year in a decade, I can continue to say it over and over again.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Because he is everlasting.
Yes,
Amen.
Hallelujah.
He is ever born, being born every day, every day.
Take your best.
And the old man in us is being consumed. But the new man in us is being renewed. Every day.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. And God is renewed every day. That's why he ain't no older today than he was when creation came. Because he renewed every day. He is forever to everlasting. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. He's the first and the last, the beginning and the end. He's Omega and Alpha. Alpha and Omega. Hallelujah. He is the first and he will be the last.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Everything is in Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Somebody said a song, all that I need is in Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
He's satisfied. Hallelujah. He supplied. He's my everything.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And if I don't believe he was born, then he's nothing to me. And we're being blind, and we are being misled.
Yes.
Because I can't figure out the point, the pinpoint the day he was born. I won't dare, but I can believe. The word said, blessed are ye, Thomas. You believe because you saw the nail prints in my hand. You believe because you saw, see the place I was wounded in my flesh. You believe because you saw.
Yes.
But blessed are he that believeth and have not seen.
Hell it, Pastor.
Yes, that's right.
Hallelujah. God. So I don't have to know that it was for certain on the 25th day.
Man.
It matters. What doesn't matter is he was.
He born. Was born.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And he's still here being born.
Amen.
So I can worship him any time, any day. And say happy birthday, Jesus, every day to the week.
Amen. That's right.
The year. Hallelujah. Because he is my renewing strength.
Hallelujah.
He is my That's renewing right. comfort. He is my renewing hope. He is my renewing deliverer. He is all that I need.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And because I believe he was born, then I can call on him.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
No need getting hung up on what day it was.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
The thing is, it was.
It was.
It did happen.
That's right.
And I believe it, and you can't tell me nothing else to call me and say otherwise.
That's right.
Yeah, I don't care. Don't believe that he was born in December at all.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter to me. It doesn't matter if he was.
Amen.
And he is. Hallelujah. Everything that we need, Jesus has already come.
Amen.
And we can call on him. That's why we can call on him any time of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Teach it, Pastor.
He is our joy, our peace, our deliverer, our heavenly Father. He is my everything.
Amen.
For he is my counselor. He is my wonderful heavenly Father.
Mm-hmm.
He is the mighty God. And he's my everlasting Father. He's the Prince of Peace.
Hallelujah.
Okay. And his government, of his government,
mm-hmm.
and peace shall be no end. Okay. He's going to reign forever and ever.
Mm-hmm.
All right. He will reign forever and ever and ever. He will reign.
Mm-hmm.
From ever, forever, and ever. So we can call on him. No matter what we find the world in, what condition we find it in, he is still in charge.
Yeah.
And he's working it out right now.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So in of his peace and his government, the word said, there shall be no end.
Amen.
No matter how much chaos going on in this world, his peace, his then love and his care and his, everything is going on will be there forever and ever.
Amen.
Right? I bless you. Jesus has come. The word proclaim it, and we ought to all believe it.
Yes.
Not get caught up in arguments what day he was born.
Amen.
But the thing is, I'm taking the day and honoring him for coming and dying for us.
Yes. Yes.
I'm honoring a day for that.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And God wants us to take these things by faith.
Amen.
Okay. Whether you saw it written in the well from the past or not.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
point of thing is, he did come.
He did come.
Like I said, he would.
That's
he died. Like I said, he would. He did rise again.
Yes.
Like I said, he would.
No.
He did ascend to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And praying for us right now.
Mm-hmm.
Just like he said he would.
Mm-hmm.
And he's coming back. Just like he said he would.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. I don't need to know what day he's coming.
Amen.
But I know he's coming.
Amen.
Okay. All right. So you don't know what day he's coming. But he's coming.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you don't have to have proof. It was the 25th, and then because you don't have to prove, you ain't going to celebrate it. It need to be celebrated every day.
Amen. That's it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. You have your birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You were here, but you don't know you were here when you were born.
That's right.
Amen.
Now, I mean, it can tell me you looked at the clock and the calendar and found out the exact day and moment when you came out of the womb.
Amen.
And nobody didn't have to tell you. Because some people that have been have lived their lives and find out they were thought they were born on one day and found out they were born on another day.
Amen.
Stay on
yep.
In line.
Okay. Amen. Yep.
All right. So you just know when he was born in your life. And that will be sufficient. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we call on you to be harmed for these bereaved families throughout the land.
Yes.
We pray that thou comfort them, God, with thy word and with Christ, thou solemnness, sadness, with joy. In the name of Jesus, we pray for your joy will help us to overcome and the strength of our life. We thank you now for allowing us to be here the other day.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you to bless everyone under the sound of our voice. In the name of Jesus, a special blessing to stand in need of your will, and we might do your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Now to him to be able to present us what for the precious throne of God. May the grace of God speak to me with the Holy Spirit, rest with us, rule and abide with us now, henceforth, and forevermore, and ever to our body. Say amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.